I think the jury's out, you know, on how this whole thing played out. I think people have a right to be very, very angry at the G20 and the G8, and I don't think it's our job to police that anger and make it look pretty and make it go away. I think we need to see that anger. You know, when we see that anger in the streets of Athens, we know people in Greece are pissed off that they're having to pay the price of this crisis. And I think that we need to send messages in different ways that Canadians are very pissed off about this. And we shouldn't be afraid of that.
And that was Naomi Klein in conversation with Arthur Emanuel and Avi Lewis. So, and this concludes News 101. That's our program for August 9th, 2010. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news at citr.ca. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter with the username CITRNews. You can subscribe to our podcast and listen to past shows at citr.ca. For more news, join us this Friday at 5 p.m. for another edition of News 101. I'm Andrew Longhurst from the entire news team at CITR. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Career Fast Track right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers. It's good to have you back. We are currently 6:03 as we start our Monday today. I'm excited for today's show, as I am every show, but why wouldn't I be? If I was launching the first ever one-day dream job challenge through CITR, I'm going to explain how it's going to work, and I know that once I start talking about it, you are going to be so engaged by it, because it's finally the kind of structure you need to move forward in your career. The problem I face with many people is that they want things, they're just not going for it. And there's nothing abnormal about that. Many things get in the way, such as bad habits and bad life situations and procrastination and fear. So this is normal. And the number one antidote for such a destiny or such a reality is to create a structure in which you can work and then create results that you knew are possible, or maybe you've doubted. So, what is today about? Well, first off, you're listening to Career Fast Track. I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, also known as Dr. Career. Check us out every Monday morning in the 24 Hours newspaper, Vancouver edition, if you're listening outside of the province of British Columbia. Also, check us out online at citr.ca, a very clear and simple site to use. All of our shows are there alphabetically. You can, of course, see ours under C for Career Fast Track. Today, I am introducing you to the one-day dream job challenge, which will happen on September 9th, Thursday, September 9th, 2010, where I will immobilize all of you, the listeners, to walk into the one company you've always wanted to work for. The One Day Dream Job Challenge is a program I developed 3 years ago that I have been harnessing and utilizing in cities across North America. It's been used in Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton, Calgary, Montreal. We go down in the States. We have Boston, New York, LA, Texas, and it goes on and on from there. The one-day challenge, one-day dream job challenge, is an itinerary, a one-day itinerary that will empower you and provide you with the practical tools to either walk into a company's physical office or call them to land an interview with your dream company. Now, we're saying that in 30 days, it's going to be a countdown. So on every single show every week, I'm going to have a subject matter that's going to be related to preparing you for this final dream job challenge, which is going to happen on September 9th. So today on August 9th, I'm going to be talking to you about goal setting and visioning. Why would you want to do the dream job challenge? You've got to understand the whys behind it. And so today we're going to talk about how to develop a powerful why so that you can know why you're doing it on September 9th. On August 15th, we're going to look at preparing you, the logistic preparation for the challenge. How do you find the company that you want to work for? How do you develop the script in order to approach them? Who do you approach? Who do you not approach? The ins and outs of actually successfully reaching that one company you've always wanted to approach. On August 22nd, we're going to talk about the actual challenge. How is the day going to go? Now, if you're working, you may want to take a vacation day. I know many of you don't have the time to look for work, and that's why I invented the One Day Dream Job Challenge. One of the reasons that the impetus for me to create this 30-day countdown to the challenge is based on a recent promotion that I gave out. I gave out a free copy of one of my two books. I have the Land Your Dream Job in 12 Weeks or Less or the One Day Dream Job Challenge. 98% of you asked for the One Day Dream Job Challenge. Now, it makes sense you want to find a job in one day instead of 12 weeks. And of course, it's a different model. The 12-week program is a longer-term approach to your career. The challenge is you need something and you need it now. And I realize that a lot of you are in that situation. And so that's the purpose for its creation. Finally, on August 29th, I'm going to talk to you about challenges that you're going to be facing in follow-up. Follow-up is critical to the challenge. Once you've done the challenge, you have to learn to follow up professionally, but not piss them off, but not be a lonely stranger when it comes to approaching them. In the month of August also, just to let you know, I might line up a speaker or an author of a book recently that I've been reading, which I absolutely love. I don't want to give it away yet, that might intersect our preparation for the challenge. So today, we're looking at goal setting and visioning in order to prepare you for landing your, or preparing you to do the One Day Dream Job Challenge. So let me first off all ask you, if there's any company you could approach, one company out there, it could be an organization, profit, nonprofit, can be one person you like, could be an organization. If you could work anywhere, where would it be? Now, you may create limits in what it is you think is possible, but for the One Day Dream Job Challenge on September 9, 2010, I'm asking you not to create limits, to remove those limits and realize that you have this one shot to go after exactly what you want. Now, if you don't know what you want, that's why the challenge isn't for everyone. But if there's a company you've either thought about, dreamed about, imagined or visualized or fantasized about or something along those lines, that's a perfect opportunity for you to leverage the challenge to access a process, a very specific process that can give you more focus in your approach. Because the biggest issue I see with a lot of people is lack of focus. And it's okay and normal. Lack of focus is caused by inertia, boredom, You forget what you want. These things are normal. Otherwise, a human being couldn't survive. You couldn't survive on a daily basis if you didn't have what you wanted, if you were obsessing about every day not having what you want. Those people that obsess have to deal with lots of emotional issues. And that, too, is very common in society, and there's nothing wrong with it. But you've got to learn to not dwell on something that you're not doing anything about. So if you are dwelling or stressing about not being happy where you want, this is an opportunity for you to actually go after what it is you want. And if you don't know what it is, I select you just pick a random company out there that you're curious to learn more about. You can also apply the strategy here. You can apply it to a company you're curious to learn more about. If you've always wanted to be a police, you might want to walk into your local police department. If you've always wanted to work for in retail and you absolutely, you know, you're maybe 18 years old and you want to leave your job at the supermarket and you want to work for this hot, sexy retail store, the strategy will work for that. If you are currently in a situation where you've been out of school for 10 years and you are completely disillusioned, you're around 20, maybe 34, 33, and you thought life was going to be a certain way, but you're stuck. You've been there maybe 7 years. Now, I had a caller once that had been in his job for 25. That's a no-brainer. But something like that is almost impossible to move. I mean, when that's been that many years, it's a lot to change. And if you want to change at 25 years, it's possible. Just realize that it's going to create a lot of upheaval in your emotional life and your personal life, which is huge. But it depends how bad you want it, because some people want it badly and have had it. They talk about desperate hockey in the world of hockey or any sport. Desperation works real well because you've got your back against the wall and you have nothing to do but move forward. Alternatively, you're out on the street, and that's motivating for a lot of people. So if you've got your back against the wall, I kind of like it. You don't like it, but you're as close to change as you've ever been, in my experience, which is good because that's what it takes to change. Now, and it's not just change for the sake of changing. It's actually change for what you want. I was working with an individual today and in her career, and she was talking about how she would prefer to wait 3 to 6 months to look for an opportunity, not exactly what she wanted, but roughly what she wanted. I love that. Roughly what I want. There's nothing wrong with roughly knowing what you want. I think what a lot of people try to do is find exactly what they want. And that answer, I've never reached exactly what I want, because there's a lot of things I'd like to do, but roughly I'm doing what I love. Roughly means this, that, and that. I'd maybe like three things. I'm doing one of them. In fact, I've outsourced or diversified. I do two of the three things that I like. So that works. And that can reduce your stress around being too caught up in doing exactly what you think you want to do when you don't know what it is, which is very common. I want to talk to you about a visualization party. Now, you may have already heard of this. But before I give you practical strategies to actually address or land an interview with the company you've always wanted to work for, just one, it's important that you create a strong why you're going to do it. And a good way to do this is to think about a visualization party. Now, some of you may know what it is, and some of you may have already gone to a visualization party, but they're real. They do exist, especially in Vancouver, we like these kinds of things. I would say, actually, forget Vancouver, the whole West Coast, all the way down to San Diego. I've never gone more south than San Diego, so I can't talk about Tijuana, but all the way from, you know, up and down the coast. We particularly like this idea of going to a party, and we go to the party as if we are the same person, but 3 years from now. So this concept of a visualization party or go as you are party is this idea of, if you were to go to a party tomorrow, but you would go the person you're going to be in 3 years from a career perspective, how would you go to this party? The first thing that I think about often is how you're dressed. Some people say I'm dressed in a suit. Some people say I'm dressed in shorts. Very different. But if I think the way you visually look, if you start off by thinking visually about this come as you are party, that's an important component of it. What are you holding? What are you wearing? Some people are coming in costumes. Some people are coming with accessories. So I'm going to take a break now. And over the break, I want you to think about, if you were to go to a party, a visualization party, that is going to happen tomorrow, but you're actually going to go as the person you would like to be in 3 years, what would you be wearing or holding or having on you? You're listening to Career Fast Track 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you for being with us today. It's always a good time to be with you. And thanks for sharing your time. I know your time is valuable, and I respect that. And I hope you're going to receive lots of value as we talk about the one-day dream job challenge happening on September 9, 2009. That's Thursday, September 9, 2009, across North America. This is a North American strategy. It works in the United States, and it works Canada, coast to coast. Why? Because it's been used by people that I have coached for the last 3 years. So I'm sharing with you on this show over a period of 30 days to prep you for this particular day so that you have some structure and focus to go after what you want. Back in about 45 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Looking to take your career to the next level? Then get ready. Here comes Dr. Career on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or online at citr.ca. He will inform, inspire, and give you practical steps to successfully land your next dream job.
Welcome back to Career Fast Track. Excuse me, and I'm your host, Philippe Desrochers, Dr. Career, also known as. We have an accompanying website with lots of free information, including our blog and our Twitter feeds at www.dr-career.com. That's drcareer.com. Of course, if you have any questions about the show, please email us at info@dr-career.com. If you want any clarification, any questions, any information that you might have missed during the show, of course, you can get this podcasted at on CITR's website, citr.ca. But of course, we're always open to take questions. It's free. Just ask us and we can give you some information. One of the things that I realized with the One Day Dream Job Challenge is that you don't think, or you may think, but some people don't believe it's possible to find their dream job. And I'll be honest, the word dream job sometimes gets a real bad rap because many people don't think it's possible. So if you want to call it the one-day job challenge, that's okay. I mean, we use the one-day dream job challenge to make it sound more marketable. And in general, it can be quite marketable, the concept of a dream job. But if it's not reasonable for you, I'm going to let you decide what level or quality of job you want. If for you, the one-day dream job challenge is about walking into you've been unemployed for 8 months and you just need a job and you want to walk into your local liquor store to get a job there, not to just buy their products, but that's fine too. Or if it means going to, if it means walking into that veterinarian place you've always wanted to go into and maybe meet with one of the local veterinarians to learn what it takes to become one. Or you're trained as an assistant veterinarian and you want to walk in and introduce yourself that you've gone through recent training and you'd like to work there. Whatever it is at your level, whether you want to walk in under the 23rd floor of a local bank's office and you want to introduce yourself to the front receptionist as a very highly qualified person. Listen, I've done this with people ranging in ages from 22 to about 65. In fact, I did it with one 72-year-old. He did rather well. It worked. He went in. Those people who do the full challenge, I have developed the challenge, which is 27 companies in one day. It's very intense and a lot of work. If you want that, you can always go to my site. You can check out, you can get a free download to learn about it. If you want to learn more about it, go to my site again, www.dr-career.com. But that's the extensive version of the challenge. I've simplified it to make it possible or realistic for you. I'd recently pitched the idea to the editor at 24 Hours, and I said, I want to do this 30-day countdown thing. And he says, well, let's make it real simple. So we agreed One visit. That's it. Take the lunch. Even if you go during your lunch break, walk in and make the choice. Now, you're not going to walk into that dream organization if you don't know why you're doing it. So let me ask you, why would you go and visit this company? I'll give you some very common sense ideas. You hate your current boss. You can't work for them anymore. You've been in your job for 8 years and you don't learn anymore. By the way, that concept of a seven-year itch is a very common concept in careers as well as relationships. You get bored after 7 years. It's actually called the S-curve, where you go through a period of learning, a period of a slowdown of learning, but then the curve, the S, goes down, so you're regressing, you're underperforming, which is a problem. There's a difference between not learning and underperforming. If you're underperforming, you're damaging your career. But I understand it's not easy to make the move. So ask yourself, what is it that will motivate you to go after what it is you want? Is it just to, you have another child in the family and you have to make more money to earn some rent? Is it because to earn a living to pay for the child? Is it because you want to travel and you don't have enough money and you want to save up $1,200 to go travel somewhere? Your motivator is critical. Now, I think it's possible for you to think about this, walking to this company from the perspective of a visualization party. If in 3 years you went to a party and you visualize the way you'd like to be, some people might walk in, bring their manuscript to a local publisher. And so you might go to this party with your book, printed it out with the cover, your picture on the back, with your bio. This might be you at this party. Because if you're just joining us, we're talking about I have a four-week outline of how you can successfully conduct the one-day dream job challenge on September 9th, 2010, where you're going to visit the one company you've always wanted to visit in your local area. Now, you can call them, too, if it's across the country. That's okay, too. But know this. This is a North American strategy that has been tested in over 10 cities across Canada and the United States. It works, but you've got to work it. So at this visualization party, this is going to help you plant why it is you're doing what it is you're doing. Because at this party, if you think of maybe you want to be a musician and you have a CD, well, actually record a CD using a very preliminary software. Don't spend money on it. Just use it on your Mac or on your PC where you record your audio, sing into it, and have music in the background. I don't care how bad it sounds, but you've got to bring it and have the cover of the CD and bring that with you and dress the way you would on stage. I don't know how you're going to dress, but dress as you would on stage. If you want to be retired or not unemployed, maybe you want to be unemployed. Another way of saying you're retired, you're wearing your shorts. Well, the question is, bring something in your hands that would indicate how you made it there. Maybe you would bring in the stock you invested in that made all the big difference for you. Or maybe you would... I was going to say something about you would befriend your grandmother who gave you lots of inheritance, but that wouldn't be very nice. So don't do that. Always be nice to grandma. I have a grandma. I'm very nice to her. And so just be nice to her. Well, what are you going to bring to this party? So always keep in mind that this is a way to help you figure out the why behind doing the challenge. Now, sometimes at this point in the conversation, I notice that people sometimes start to say, oh, well, I don't know what I want. There's a quick little exercise I call the Fortune 500 exercise. Fortune.com, the website, www.fortune.com, is a very interesting site. Now, I don't care if you're in sciences or the arts or in business, Fortune.com relates to you. The reason for that is Fortune covers basically industry as a whole, every industry, and I don't care what kind of job you do. Industry is everywhere, but jobs are specific. I understand that. But think about in a bank, for example, they have marketing jobs and they have HR jobs. And they have, you know, jobs that you wouldn't necessarily, you just automatically think finance jobs, but they have other jobs as well. For a transportation logistic company, of course, they have supply chain management, if you like that, but they also have sales jobs. So there's all sorts of variety in there. What I like about Fortune.com is that it's not day-to-day news like the Wall Street Journal or the Globe and Mail. That's daily news, very micro, very low level, like what happened today. Now, we like our news. The next range, the highest level, is a book. Let's say a book on how to be a great leader. That's really big picture and not really linked to today's information. But Fortune fits right in the middle. And so it's called the Fortune 500 exercise. You go to the website and you just glance over pages that interest you, and you make a note of the 15 pages that interest you as you go through it. And it doesn't have to be well thought out. Like recently this morning, I was looking at it, this article on Nokia and how they don't want Google's software on their new computer, their new handhelds. And if that interests you, you write down the Nokia article. And so you write down just what articles interest you and do 15 of them. Then look at some patterns within them. And what I've noticed is the Fortune site is a really helpful site to help you predict where it is you're interested in going in your career. Of course, it's not perfect, but it's a really good exercise to have a focus or see maybe a trend in your area of interest. Does that make sense? For example, I just did it quickly, but I noticed that when I went through it this morning, I liked a lot of tangible things. It talked about a lot about cell phones, and I find cell phones very tangible, and I like things that are tangible. And so that got me excited. So that might say, well, maybe I'm interested in representing or selling or marketing a product as opposed to a service. So that was just a side note that you might want to consider when you're doing your Fortune 500 exercise. Now, before we wrap up, I want to share with you some important questions that will help you create a vision and then set your goals. Now, you know about goal setting. It's the SMART technique, specific, measurable, and so on. So set what it is you want to be doing, or set down a goal that you want to do the One Day Dream Job Challenge on September 9th, 2010. And it's one company. Write down that you want to approach one company. That's all you have to do for the goal, is contact that one company on that one day. But below it, you have to write down why you're doing it. And here's a question I'd like to ask you. If you could have that job now, would you take it? Now, assume you even have that job now. Assume you have it right now. What does that bring you? So if you have it now, would you take it? And assume you had it now. What does that bring you? Now here, I don't want this whole episode to be about pie in the sky impossibilities. Let's talk about current reality. You know, holding an accurate view of your current reality is just as important as holding a clear vision. So what's your current reality? Is this company you want to visit completely out of your realm? If it is, it's possible that, you know, you could do a Hail Mary pass and maybe speak to the marketing director of your dream company, but maybe you've never studied marketing and you've never worked in the industry and you're completely in a different industry. Maybe you might want to speak to somebody that is like a stepping stone to getting there, and that's okay too. Of course, if you want to do the Hail Mary pass, go for it. That's why we're having the challenge. So as I wrap up today's show, what I want you to leave with it is to understand that on September 9th, I'm challenging you, and to tell your friends as well, because you can do this with someone else. That's where things get fun, to pick one company you'd like to visit physically or call. Now, I know you don't know how to do it yet. I'm going to teach you over the next 4 weeks how to do it. But what I need you to do now is write down your goal to do it, but then below it. Now, you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it. But if you want a change, this is a perfect opportunity to leverage a process that works. It's worked for hundreds and hundreds of people before you. I know it can work for you. Now keep in mind, I've only done this with individuals one-on-one. It hasn't launched yet at a larger scale. This is me wanting to reach out and expose the challenge to a larger group of audience. You, and I hope it works for you, because historically I've had to be there beside you to make it work. But hopefully I can inspire you enough in audio to get you moving. If you, of course, you have any questions or doubts or hesitations, email me. No problem. Just do it. It's just, I quickly respond. info@dr-career.com. Write down your goal of why you, of what you're doing, what you want to do as a challenge and what company. And then below it, write down why you're doing it. Why it's important to you. That's it, folks. You've been listening to Career Fast Track 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for being with us today. I'm glad you were with us. I know the value of your time, and I hope this was valuable to you. Up next, sore throats, clapping hands. Mr. Rob is on. Enjoy his show. Always good. Have a good week. I will see you exactly this time next week. Don't